Greetings, greetings again, my dear, wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and this is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, September the 25th, 2011. And we are having a wonderful time teaching on Christ, teaching out of the book of Revelation, teaching the Bible, teaching Quran, teaching whatever book, it matters not, teaching the truth of the universe. And we were just talking about Antipas and how that brother, whether he was European or African, was faithful to the end. And because he was faithful to the message of Christ, because Antipas was faithful to the revolution, because Antipas was faithful to standing up for the oppressed, standing against Rome, standing against Caesar, standing against the Roman Empire elites, then Rome killed Antipas. Rome made Antipas a martyr. Rome slew Antipas because they wanted to get rid of him because he was apparently an effective leader in the church of Pergamos, and they got rid of him. But they only killed his body. They couldn't kill his spirit. They couldn't kill his soul. They could only kill his flesh, but the spirit of Antipas lives on. And the Africans said, whenever you call the name of one who is looked at as being ceased and not here, you make that person live again. And so we call the name and the word Antipas. And we say Antipas lives. He was slain because he was faithful. We want to move to some current affairs. And I want to say, as Antipas was slain, so was Troy Davis slain. Troy Davis, who we believe was innocent of the crime. Now let us say, we value all life. That policeman, that cop, that member of the Fraternal Order of the Police that suffered death in Georgia some 20 years ago, we grieve with that man's family. And we say to that family that suffered loss of their loved one, we grieve with you. But before you put someone to death for a crime, should you not be absolutely sure? Now, I'm against the death penalty because those administering the death penalty are more wicked and more deplorable than anyone they have on death row. The judges, wicked. The system, wicked. The Fraternal Order of the Police, wicked. The CIA, FBI, wicked. The heads of state, wicked. All of those that run the system, Wall Street, the bankers, whatnot, wicked. The corporate elite, the CEOs who create warfare, bloodshed, they are the most wicked on the planet. These are the synagogue of Satan. None more wicked than the synagogue of Satan, House of Rothschild's Oppenheimers. So these that are on death row are minuscule in comparison to such wickedness. But we say to the family, should you not be sure? Should you not erase doubt? The law says if there's reasonable doubt, you don't put the person to death. You had the conviction of Troy Davis based on 9 people that testified against Troy Davis. At some point, 7 of those 9 recanted. And at some point, 5 of those 7 revealed that the Fraternal Order of the Police put pressure on them to testify against Troy Davis. We who studied the revolution should not be surprised at such wickedness. We who studied the revolution know that the FBI, the CIA, the Fraternal Order of the Police, they have snitches in our community. They have infiltrators in our community. That they have agent provocateurs in our community to work against those that are targeted within our community. So Troy Davis suffered snitches who suffered a false testimony because the Fraternal Order of the Police put pressure on certain ones who may have had convictions themselves and said to them, look, we'll put pressure on you, make your life harder if you don't testify against Troy Davis. So 9 testified against Troy, 7 recanted, 2 remain against Troy. 1 of those 2 was the original suspect in the murder. But that one who had a gun that matched the gun that killed the cop pointed his finger at Troy. 8 others, 7 recanted. One of the jurists, if I have it correctly, said if she knew then what she knows now, she never would have convicted Troy. So they killed Troy this week. They killed him on Wednesday, I believe it was, September the 21st. And not just the state of Georgia, but the federal government did nothing. The federal government knew that the circumstantial evidence against Troy was bogus. The federal government, the Obama administration, knew that there was all manner of doubt and that Troy should not have been killed and that he should have received a new trial with all of the evidence, because as the laws were written, then when he was convicted, if information concerning your innocence was not introduced in the trial itself, it doesn't even matter if after the trial you introduce evidence of your innocence, the judge, the jury can't reconsider and go over this new evidence. That's wickedness. Sisters and brothers, this system is nothing but death. We promote life. We promote life and all that pertains to life. We only say death to this wicked system that produced nothing but death. Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Minister Louis Farrakhan, Omalia Shetella, leaders from back in the day and leaders today tell us and teach us night and day that this system produces nothing but death. Martin Luther King, did you know that he met with Elijah Muhammad and agreed about this wicked system? That's why you saw Dr. King move to the left and progressive and revolution and say that the whole system that creates death should be done away with. Dr. King began to break down capitalism and show how capitalism produces nothing but death as practiced by those merchants of death. Now, we say, yeah, sure, mine the gold, mine the diamonds, create wealth and whatnot. But don't deprive people of equal access to the wealth. We say, yeah, we don't mind going to the store and buying consumer goods and items, but we don't want to be so materialistic and consumer and be such mindless consumers that we do not care that all of these items came about because of warfare and bloodshed. So Dr. King also said, this system produces death. And this Christianity, not original African Christianity, but this Christianity given to us by Constantine through the Nicene Creed and the Chalcedon Creed, that Christianity that comes through Rome, that comes through the churches of Europe that came out of Rome, they don't teach us to stand up against the oppressor. You had Martin Luther that showed us somewhat how to stand, but the churches generally from Rome, coming out of Britain and coming out of Europe, coming through America. You know, the slave masters were so-called Christians, but they did nothing but administer death to us. So this system produces nothing but death. And when we understand this reality, we will fight and promote life. Troy Davis did not have to die. Look at the speech given by Barack Obama on September 19th in the Rose Garden concerning jobs, concerning the system. But this man is so slick and so clever with words. You see, the directive from the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers is death, is squeeze the poor, squeeze those in poverty, squeeze the oppressed. And while you do it, make them love it. Make them feel good about austerity measures and programs. Make them feel good about attacking Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Make the poor just love it. Use your beautiful black self. Use your wonderful charisma. Use that beautiful black woman in the White House, Sister, what's that sister? Oh man, I ain't called her name in so long, I forgot her name. But Sister Obama, use her. Use those beautiful black children you have. Make them to be a tool to be used to make those in poverty love being in poverty. How? Because when Barack Obama, Michelle is her name. I want to call her name. I want to respect her by remembering her name. Her name is Michelle. The Rothschilds are using this beautiful black family to cause black people and poor people to love being in poverty. While all the indicators, and you have to go to Black Agenda Radio and others, all of the indicators show that black people and poor people are the loser every time and are losing and losing and suffering. But we think that we're doing better because Obama is in the White House. He is a tool. He is a puppet being used by the House of Rothschilds. And so the directive, the script, squeeze the poor, squeeze the oppressed, destroy Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Make them love it. And here's how you do it. You say, I'm paraphrasing, quoting Obama, but paraphrasing. He acted like he was standing up for the poor. He said, I'm not going to allow you Republicans to go after Social Security, go after Medicare, go after Medicaid. And I believe it was in this case, Medicare, Medicaid. I'm not going to allow you to go after these programs unless you also go after the wealthy and make them pay their fair share. Obama talked about reforming the tax code back to the 90s. Sisters and brothers, go back to your minds in the 90s. We're not the poor, poor then. We're not the impoverished, impoverished then. We're not the oppressed, oppressed then. Was not America going all over the earth killing and shedding blood and taking land, wealth, and resources then? Weren't the wealthy doing great and wonderful behind such killing and warfare and bloodshed then? Why do you want to go back to the 1990s tax code? That does nothing to help poor people. You want to make poor people feel good about destruction of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security just because you say you're going to take a little bit more from the wealthy? That's slick words. That's hypocritic, demagogic rhetoric to cause us to buy into death for the oppressed. And we say not death, we say life. Want to move to the United Nations debates. The 66th session of the United Nations debates have been occurring all week. And I've heard such great information. No matter who was speaking, I was able to get information. And we see that the United Nations promotes death. United Nations promotes death. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, promotes death. Let's go into detail. Obama made such a wonderful speech. Talked about freedom, talked about justice, talked about life. Excuse me. Talked about how everybody deserves to be free, and everybody deserves to have liberty, and everybody deserves to determine their destiny. He talked about how Freedom was given to the Ivory Coast in Africa. Well, that's a lie. That's fictitious. That's untrue. Go back into my archives, and I'll try to remember to put this on my summary page. But we talked about how France and NATO and the United Nations were in the Ivory Coast killing, shedding blood so that their man, I believe it was, I forget the man's name. I'm not even going to try to call his name. But to get their man in power in the Ivory Coast. Go back to the program and listen to it. I give details as to this man who was backed by France, backed by NATO, backed by the United Nations. How his wife is connected to those who wanted the land, the wealth, the resources. I believe cocoa is one of the resources strong in the Ivory Coast. But go back. So, Obama? No. France and NATO, the United Nations, the United States of North America have done nothing but cause death in the Ivory Coast to take the land, the wealth, the resources. Obama went on to say that they given liberty to the Libyans. Well, we've been talking about that over and over. They do not care about Gaddafi. We showed how Gaddafi has done much good to his people. Free health care, free education, stipends for going to college. Job for everyone, the distribution of the land, the wealth, the resources, the working to unite Africa, putting a phone satellite so you can make direct calls to Africa rather than waste money in Europe. The phone call go to Europe and then come to Africa. Well, these are reasons why the Obama administration, following the wicked dictates of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, hated Gaddafi and are in the midst of trying to remove Gaddafi out of the way. Kill Gaddafi, kill his family, kill, they've already killed more of his children. Those were false reports. Those two children, last two are not dead. They might have gotten one more, but a couple of them were falsely reported dead for special ops to psych out our minds and make us believe that Gaddafi and the Libyans were losing to NATO, the United States, United Nations, Rothschilds, and Oppenheimers to make us think that those wicked ones were winning. So, but the fight is yet going. And the Africans in Libya who are suffering racism from the Benghazi rebel al-Qaeda people backed by the United States, France, Italy, et al., etc., etc., Rothschilds, Oppenheimers are yet trying to fight for their country. Black people in Libya with Gaddafi fighting for their country. Light-skinned people in Libya fighting for their country, Libya, because they don't want to see the United States, United Nations, NATO, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, International Monetary Fund bring a culture of death to Libya. So, Obama, you're lying. You're telling untruth. He talked about Iraq and Afghanistan. What he talked about Iran. We know that in Iraq, America's yet killing to take the land, the wealth, the resources. In Afghanistan, the same. In Pakistan, what's interesting is with the so-called killing of Osama bin Laden. We believe he's been dead years ago. We believe this was a false flag operation. We believe that the CIA had a home where they manufactured Osamas to frighten the people to justify warfare bloodshed. But if you listen to Webster Tarpley, let me write his name down. I'm going to try to remember to put his name in my summary page. But Webster Tarpley has been alerting us that America would use the fictitious narrative of the Pakistani military and officials giving haven to Osama bin Laden as a pretext to commit warfare on Pakistan so that the nuclear weapons in Pakistan may be outright taken by the United States of North America. And so there was an attack on the military, if I have it correct, not long ago, about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And now the CIA, I think it's Petraeus, he's the new head of the CIA, is now blaming Pakistan for this attack. All for a pretext to go in and kill and destroy sisters and brothers in Pakistan, take the land, the wealth, the resources, take control over their nuclear weapons. So Obama, you're standing for death. We stand for life. We're going to take our next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. The recording date is Sunday, September the 25th, 2011. And so, the United Nations promotes death. The Obama administration promotes death. We promote life. Christ is life. And then Obama said that all of these folk, he's lying, he's not promoting life, promoting death. We said everybody deserves freedom, everybody deserves liberty, everybody deserves to determine their own destiny, except for the Palestinians. Palestine, you can't determine your own destiny. You can't have freedom, you can't have liberty. Palestine is petitioning the United Nations to become a nation state. Now, in 1947, I believe it was, the nation state of Israel, those that would make up the nation state of Israel, went before the United Nations and requested that the United Nations grant them nation state status. And America was the first to say yes. But now, the Palestinians have been thinking. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Liberation Organization. They don't quite say PLO now, they have another word. But Palestinian Liberation Organization, the successor of Yasser Arafat, who wasn't perfect, but I loved him for standing up for his Palestinian people to the extent that he did. And Mahmoud Abbas, the president now, and the Palestinian people and those in charge of strategy for the people of Palestine. They said to themselves, you know what? Let's do like Israel did. Let's go before the United Nations. We know that these negotiations, Mahmoud Abbas, he spoke before the United Nations and laid the case clear for the Palestinian people. These negotiations have been fictitious. These negotiations between Israel, between America, between others who are involved in the negotiation process have been nothing but a farce, nothing but fictitious in order to keep the Palestinian people back. Mahmoud Abbas talked about how Israel is killing every day, destroying the Palestinian people, how the nation state of Israel going against international law is building new settlements on Palestinian land and territory. Now, I say, now my solution is make it all one state, and give every human being in that state one person, one vote. Israel won't do it unless they're forced to by we, the revolutionaries, united for the oppressed. Israel won't do it because they know they're a minority and they want it to be a minority Jewish state, don't want Palestinian Christians or Muslims to have equal say in that state. So through ethnic cleansing and the destruction of the Palestinian people, through the implementation of killing, warfare, bloodshed, apartheid, colonialism, they refuse to do that. And so Mahmoud Abbas is not even calling for the original borders. He is willing, and the Palestinian people are willing to be settled with only 22% of the land. You see, the European Jew has 78% of the land. And this border, which is 22% for the Palestinians, 78% for the European Jews, was established in 1967. So Mahmoud Abbas is not even calling for original borders. He's not calling for one state and everybody vote, because the European Jew is going to be the loser. He's calling for the 1967 borders, and he's saying we'll settle for the 22%. But he wants the Palestinian refugees to have a right to come home. He wants the nation state of Israel, European Jews, to stop building illegal settlements in Palestinian territory and to dismantle the apartheid system. Oh, I love listening to Mahmoud Abbas. He spoke strong. He spoke strong. And you could see the powers having heart attacks. You could see the Obama administration having mental and heart attacks. You could see Netanyahu having heart attacks. You could see that Netanyahu was going to have to rewrite his speech all the way to the time he got to the podium, because Mahmoud Abbas laid it down. And then Netanyahu got up, told a whole bunch of lies, didn't want to admit that they're killing Palestinians every day, didn't want to admit that they have a system of apartheid in which Palestinians can't even drive on certain roads, just like it was in South Africa. Netanyahu does not even want to face the fact that his own European Jewish poor people in Israel are rising up and saying no more to this wicked system. Hundreds of thousands of European Jews have been rising up and have been demonstrating and have been going to the prime minister's mansion, Netanyahu's place of residence, to say they don't like the wealth gap, they don't like poverty, they don't like impoverishment. And poor European Jews are fed up with the system, but they're going to have to fight alongside the Palestinians and fight united. And all of us are going to have to fight united together and fight this wicked system together and deliver ourselves. No more factionalism. No more boundaries and separation. Stand together. And Netanyahu went on to tell that great lie that he is a descendant of the Jews in the Bible. At my church today, I spoke on this and I said Netanyahu is not the Jew of the Bible. He's a European. Semites. He's a European, he's not a Semite. Semites are Afro-Asiatic. European Jews are not Afro-Asiatic. They're not Semites. They're not descendants of the African Hebrew Israelite nation. They are descendants of those wicked Indo-European Hyksos that invaded Egypt and killed African Hebrews and African Egyptians. He's in the Bible, Netanyahu's ancestors, but they're not who we think they are. They are those wicked ones that came into Egypt and overthrew the Africans, overthrew the black people, overthrew the African Hebrews and African Egyptians. We've gone into those types of details before. But this lie, the only connection that Netanyahu has with that land, is lying to us about a false connection with those ancient African Hebrew Israelite original nation. And this nation state of Israel is not that. And we'll prove it again at a later time. This Palestinian issue is showing us that the United Nations stands for nothing but death for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. And that the United States of North America Empire, the British Empire, Rome, and the nation state of Israel stand for nothing but death, while we stand for life. Ahmadinejad of Iran. And in Obama's speech, he still wanted to say the Ahmadinejad. And Netanyahu said in his speech that Ahmadinejad and Iran should never have nuclear weapons. One of my deacon brothers at my church pointed out this reality, that hey, America has nuclear weapons, and America's the only one that has used those nuclear weapons when they did not even have to use those nuclear weapons and killed people by the hundreds of thousands in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan. So they're hypocrites for saying Iran can't have them. But this situation is just like it was with Iraq. Weapons of mass destruction, Bush administration. Today, nuclear weapons in Iran, Obama administration. Both administrations telling us lies, giving us fictitious narrative so that we may be conned again and become fools and become tools to be used to support wickedness, warfare, bloodshed, destruction of another nation so that they, on behalf of the oil, mineral companies and other mineral companies behind the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, behind Wall Street, can take people's land, wealth, and resources and kill in the process. So Ahmadinejad, oh Lord, this man Ahmadinejad, it was Mahmoud Day for me. I love to hear Mahmoud Abbas talk truth, and Mahmoud Ahmadinejad talk the truth. He stood up and said the United Nations is corrupt. The United Nations, the United States of North America, they talk God, they talk prophets, they talk the divine way, but they don't follow God. They don't know God. The United States of North America do not know God. The administrations, whether it's Republican or whether it's Democrat, America talk that they believe in Jesus, but they don't. They talk they believe in God, but they don't. You have churches that support killing and warfare and bloodshed. You have other churches that are silent about such wickedness. So Ahmadinejad say the United Nations is corrupt. The Security Council is corrupt. The Security Council is a tool and a fool for the United States of North America. To do what? To administer death. He talked about the hypocrisy of the United Nations. The hypocrisy of the United States of North America empire. How? America has gone all over the world killing people. Military bases all over the world to do what? To protect what was stolen. To kill. To destroy. In Libya, killing. In other places in Africa, killing. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, killing. Threatening to do more killing in Pakistan. Hypocrisy, Ahmadinejad said. Absolute hypocrisy for these wicked demons to stand up talking about they believe in God while bombs are bombing every day. And the United Nations does nothing, says nothing. Ban Ki-moon does nothing, says nothing. America taking everybody's wealth, everybody's resources, hegemony all over the place, destroying people, warfare, bloodshed, and want to talk God, talk Christ, talk democracy, hypocrisy. He went on to say that when you raise questions about the Holocaust, why raise a question about the Holocaust? Was it only European Jews that suffered? Did not others than Jews suffer? We weep with the Jews. We say the Jews should never have had to go through such wickedness that Hitler administered on them. But did you forget that others died in World War II? Did you forget that others went through the same? That others make up more numbers than 6 million that died under not just Hitler, but under Britain, under America, under all of the wicked powers that were involved in World War II? But he said, Ahmadinejad, when you bring up the Holocaust, they want to ostracize you. He said that when he brought up questions on the Holocaust, America, the government, tried to put pressure on him, to pressure him into not raising those questions. He said that America administered colonialism and slavery all over the earth, stole, kidnapped Africans from Africa, enslaved them, stole the land, and the Jews can yet extract from the Holocaust repayment or reparations. Why is it that America would not give reparations to those that have suffered slavery and colonialism? Then he went on to say, Ahmadinejad, ooh, that man preached. Lord have mercy. Jesus, that man preached his face off, y'all. He said 911 was used by these wicked demons, paraphrasing him, used to as a pretext for already pre-made plans of warfare and bloodshed. He said, If you say you had Osama bin Laden, why did you kill him, put him in the sea? Why not bring Osama bin Laden to trial? Why not give him a trial and prove that he did what you say he did? I'm saying personally, Deacon Christopher Frazier, is it because you didn't have Osama bin Laden? Who did you have? Who did you throw in the sea? Was it one of your actors? Was it one of your CIA actors? So, Ahmadinejad told nothing but the truth. Evo Morales of Bolivia told truth. He said the United Nations is illegitimate. You have economic sanctions on Cuba. And all of the majority of the nations of the world want to lift those sanctions off of Cuba. But the Security Council, United States of North America, France, Britain, Germany, who all of those five nations on the Security Council always veto. United Nations says nothing. Ban Ki-moon this time says nothing. Whoever was the Secretary General in times past said nothing, allowing Cuba to continue to suffer economic sanctions just because they are a communist nation. Like it's evil to be communist, while y'all are capitalists killing and raping everybody. So Evo Morales say, you're illegitimate, United Nations. He said, a coup occurred in Honduras and Manuel Zelaya was overthrown, his government, because this man was trying to do something for the people. And those who yet support Zelaya and yet support his policies are suffering today. The government is cracking, the CIA government is cracking down on them in Honduras today. Where were you, United Nations? He said that he supports the Palestinian issue. He supports Palestinian rights, Palestinian state. What are you going to do, United Nations? Are you going to punk out and not allow Palestine to be a state? He said that these wicked powers in times past used the excuse of communism to kill and destroy. Now today they use terrorism, all fictitious he's talking about. And they also use drugs, want to claim that you're a drug runner. But these drug wars are CIA wars to run the drugs, to kill people and destroy people through the drugs and through the killing and warfare and bloodshed. All of these cartels, this is Deacon Frazier talking now, all of these cartels were set up by CIA, set up by the banks. The banks, now I might have heard Wester Topley, I think, say that the banks launder the drug money. So you see, they work together. And so Evo Morales said these are nothing but excuses, fictitious narratives to kill, to administer death. And Ahmadinejad said that we are here to promote life, promote the way of God, promote the way of the prophets, promote the divine path to life. He said, a Muslim said that Imam Mahdi, which is the forerunner, would appear and set down all tyrants, all oppressors. And Ahmadinejad said that Imam Mahdi would do this with Jesus Christ in that last day. He said this, a Muslim. You say, what, a Muslim? Yes, if you read the Quran for yourself, if you read the extra sayings of the Prophet Muhammad for yourself, you would be surprised that Ahmadinejad would talk this way. And we say, and Ahmadinejad says, and we say, and Prophet Muhammad said, in this time we are here. And we are the true followers of God, the true followers of the prophets, the true followers of Imam Mahdi, the forerunner, the true followers of Christ, Yahshua Mashiach. And we are here for justice. We are here to promote life and not promote death. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.